You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has called on the Australian government to implement more humane policies for asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island. In her first annual address since becoming the UN Human Rights Chief in September last year, Ms. Bachelet stressed that increasing migration is being driven by inequality and posing a major challenge to global development. Ms. Bachelet stresses the Commission has raised its concerns with Australia's government over its offshore detention policies, particularly regarding reopening the detention centre on Christmas Island.
The office has raised concern with Australia about the imminent transfer of migrants from Manu Island and Nauru to new detention centres. Those people have been suffering for more than 6 years. More humane policies could and should be implemented.
The call comes a day after Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the remote Indian Ocean island. The government has decided to send any detainees it deems to be a risk from Manus Island and Nauru who apply for a medical transfer to Australia for treatment to Christmas Island instead. Lawyer Katie Robertson from the Human Rights Law Centre has welcomed the call.
Men and women continue to languish in indefinite detention on Nauru and Manus Island in urgent need of critical medical care and in urgent need of evacuation to Australia. After so much suffering, after so many years of toxic politics, comments like these from the United Nations remind us that we must embrace compassion, decency and humanity in the way we treat refugees and people seeking asylum in our care.
Ms. Bachelet also turned a critical eye to the United States over the thousands of migrant children being separated from their families during border crossings.
In the United States, the new migrant protection protocols, which restrict access to asylum and other forms of human rights protection and push migrants back across the border to wait for their proceedings without due process of safeguards, are a source of concern.
Ms. Bachelet warned of the increasing alienation of several groups of people due to growing inequality in income, opportunity, justice and the enjoyment of human rights in developed and in developing countries. She pointed to disparities in wealth and access to resources sparking violent protests in countries like Sudan and France. In January, French police were strongly criticised for their use of non-lethal weapons such as rubber bullets, stun grenades and tear gas during the protests. Ms. Bachelet has urged the French government to conduct a full investigation into the excessive use of force against the so-called yellow vest protesters.
In France, the Gilets jaunes have been protesting what they see as exclusion from economic rights and participation in public affairs. We encourage the government to continue dialogue, including follow-up to the national discussions which are currently underway, and urge full investigation of all reported cases of excessive use of force.
Ms. Bachelet also warned against what she calls the existential threat of xenophobia, fear of the stranger. She pointed to China, where continuous reports of detaining members of the Uyghur Muslim community have emerged. While China calls it re-educating the people in training facilities, activists say about 1 million Uyghurs are kept in what they call detention centres. The UN chief also conveyed her shock at the number of killings of human rights defenders around the world and increasing attacks on journalists. In particular, she condemned Saudi Arabia for allegedly detaining and torturing women activists. Activists have named 10 Saudi women held for their campaigning, voicing fears that they could face harsh sentences. Ms. Bachelet urged the Saudi government to release the women.
Today, allow me to voice my concern at the apparently arbitrary arrest and detention and alleged ill-treatment or torture of several women human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. The persecution of peaceful activists will clearly contradict the spirit of the country's proclaimed new reforms. So we urge that these women be released.
Ms. Bachelet also called out the Israeli government for its dismissal of a UN report that found Israeli security forces may have killed Palestinian protesters in Gaza. UN investigators found last week that Israel may have committed war crimes in killing 189 Palestinians and wounding more than 6,100 at weekly protests in Gaza last year. In response, Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz labelled the report as hostile and biased. Ms. Bachelet has urged Israel to ensure continued humanitarian access and protection.
I was disappointed to see the immediate dismissal of that report by Israel without addressing any of the very serious issues raised. All parties concerned should exercise restraint as the date of 30 of March approaches.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.